I've known you all my life. Since way back, before we came to Tehran to study. Here you became a robot engineer. And I became a poet. And a writer. Working in a cafe. You and I haven't just met, you know. And I know Ghazali a little too. Today you just talked and talked and talked. But did you listen?
What should I have listened to?
You should have listened to what you had to say. I know you, my friend. You talk easily, but you don't listen that easily.
I know everything I'm supposed to know. Ghazali knew this was gonna happen. She knew it. You read a lot of books and novels. You know what it means when she says to stop this watch the moment we break up.
Come on, do you really think time will stand still if you stop that watch? Take a good look at us. We're the same. We're exactly the same people we were 10 years ago. Saman, you know me. That I really don't like giving people advice. But I think you really shouldn't burn your bridges. All right, you're right. She shouldn't have lied to you. But you should have given her a chance to explain why she lied.
What would you do if you were...
Don't ask that. I hate it when people say that. Each person is unique. You're an engineer, I'm a poet. Or someone who works at a coffee shop.
It's Ghazali's home number.
What are you waiting for? Answer it.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, fine, thank you. How are you? How's Mrs. Azar? What's wrong? Ghazali was with me until 4:10. And that was the last time I've seen Ghazali. No, I don't know. Okay, I'll be right over. Goodbye.
What's wrong?
Ghazali's disappeared. I need to go to her house.
I'll come with you.
No, I better go by myself. Goodbye.
Let me know what's going on.
Sometimes you see some things in the movies or in the news. You think those things will never happen to you. But suddenly, you open your eyes and realize you've lost everything. Where can I find her? Where can I find her in this huge city? Where should I look? Who can possibly help me out here?
Maybe she's gone abroad. No, dear. She hasn't gone abroad. She hasn't gone anywhere. Don't be upset. She'll be home soon, wherever she is. Go draw a nice drawing for her so you can give it to her when she comes back. Go on, go.
Her mother entrusted her to me, God rest her soul. I'm so ashamed that... I'm so very, very ashamed. I thought to myself, she's young, she's rebellious, she's proud. So I was rough sometimes and gentle the other times. But things that... The things that made us happy in the old days, they mean nothing to kids nowadays.
Mommy, look, I found her mirror. Take care of it, so you can give it to her when she comes back, okay? Well, she wanted to give it to me. She told me. She promised me. If she promised you, then she'll give it to you. You just have to wait for her to come so you can ask her permission. Now go put it back. You know she gets upset when you touch her stuff. Ma'am, can you help me, please? What's wrong? Are you okay? Your clothes are fine, but still, take these. If you have anything valuable, the office will take care of it for you. Do you have drugs on you?
No.
We have to search you nonetheless. Are you addicted to anything?
No, no.
You need to tell us if so. This place is what it is, a shelter. You've come here for shelter. The reason I'm asking you these questions is because I want to know how to take care of you.
No, nothing. I'm not addicted to anything.
Leave your belongings in the closet. Anything you need to know is written on the walls. And the other girls will tell you everything else, so you can become more familiar. Any questions?
No. I'm just staying for tonight.
I wish you didn't even have to stay one night.
Thank you.
What happened?
She wasn't there either. They radioed all the emergency rooms, and luckily we shouldn't look for her in hospitals. I can't think of any other place. Do you have any idea? Huh?
Me? Yes. Yes, let's go. This place. We used to come here all the time. We would call it the window to the room of imagination or something like that. We'd come here to get away from her reality.
She's really different from her mother and me. A child is your own blood, but her personality can become very different from yours. I should have paid more attention, I guess. A man and wife are very close. They tell each other things they normally don't tell other people. You know what I mean, don't you? Didn't Gazalet tell you anything that could help? Something that could possibly help us out?
No. She hasn't told me a lot of things.
Let's go.
Is it your first time leaving home? You don't have to tell me. I can tell from your face. I wasn't always like this, you know. Turn that damn thing down! I can't hear myself think. We were so rich. We had a house full of maids and gardeners and all that stuff. Everything was new. And nice. And now look at how my life has turned out. But some crook took all my money away from me, left me high and dry. And now, here I am. He left without a trace. Now don't think I've become too friendly. I really need a fix. If you could lend me some money, please. I'll pay you back tomorrow.
What are you doing here? Listen, don't give her any money. She owes everyone in this joint. Get out of here.
Why do you care? What's it to you?
I said get out of here. Go on, get. Get lost.
My name's Nargis. You can tell me your name if you want. You're shocked, right? She probably told you she had butlers and maids and stuff, right? Don't believe a word she says. She's a liar. Okay, just wanted to let you know this bed here is yours. Get into that bed quick, before someone else comes and sleeps in it. It'll take a crane to get them out once they're in. Go on. See you.
may I please see your card?
I'm in charge of supervising the elevator in one of the groom's toilet factories.
Come out, son! Son!
Oh, my God! Come here! Get up and see where our son is!
Watch where you're going! Why don't you go home?
I don't know where it is.
Why are you making so much noise?
I didn't make any noise. I need the bathroom.
Take your stinking foot out of the way. Fatane.
Fatane. You'll fall down. Fatane. Do you hear me? Are you okay? Do you want me to call someone? Drink a little water. Fatane. Get some sleep. You're killing us. Uh-huh. Good girl. Here, let me cover you up. You see her? She's had it. I told you, the people here all have a story. They either tell the whole truth or lie about the whole thing. No one can tell if you lie. She says she gave her child away, and she was trying to get him back, but then she realizes that, uh-oh, she's HIV positive. She forgets about getting him back. But then she can't stop thinking about him. You didn't tell me what your story is.
The true version?
That's up to you. We just listen. I'm known here for being nosy and making people talk. But that's not true. Having someone to talk to makes things a little bit easier. Then in the morning, everyone moves on.
Then I want to wait till morning when I can move on.
I hear you, girl. I'll make sure to mind my own business. The girls who are here are all running away from the lousy hand they were dealt. I guess probably you're doing the same thing. That part of everyone's story here is the same. There's no difference between you and I and the rest.
I'm not that unfortunate, and I'm not running away.
Then why are you here?
Is he asleep?
Thank you. He's not used to sleeping in an unfamiliar bed.
You talk like a mother.
Like a mother? I am one. Aren't I?
Well, sure. I've known you all these years, but I've never seen you like this before. Your eyes are sparkling.
I've suffered a lot. I'm not saying I should be grateful or that I didn't deserve it. But if I manage to finish this unfinished business, it will be like a new beginning for me.
You're too hard on yourself. You've come this far, isn't it over yet?
You just know a little part of it. You don't know the whole story.
I'm used to it. I can never know the whole story with you.
All you need to know is that my life has never actually been my own. But that's gonna all end soon. When this thing finishes, I'm finally going to get a life of my own. That's good enough for me.
Everything will be fine.
Farzad, or maybe me, will come tomorrow to pick up the stuff. I'm sorry I've kept you awake.
I'm used to staying awake. You know I'm not a good sleeper. I don't mind either way.
And I think I've never lived well.
Is she back?
Why are you awake?
Did Ghazali come back? Where's Daddy?
He's out looking for her.
But didn't you say she was gonna come back? That's what you said. Why hasn't she come back yet?
She'll be back.
Please don't cry, dear. If she leaves without saying goodbye, I won't forgive her.
My darling, don't talk like that. Ghazali won't go anywhere without you. If she knew you were still awake at this hour, saying these things, she'd be upset. You know that.
I can't sleep. Just go lie down and think of good things. Good things like what? Just good things. Whatever you like. Like places you've been to when you had fun. Or places you'd like to go in your imagination. Like a garden full of flowers and trees, butterflies and bees, full of beautiful birds and pigeons that come eat out of your hand. Whenever I'm upset, I visit that garden. Then when I smell the flowers, I become happy again. When you think about good things, about colorful flowers, it smells wonderful, little by little. You forget why you were upset in the first place. Then you get better. Your heart is happy. You just think of happy things till you start feeling better. And then everything just feels good again. Hello. Any news, Salmon? What happened?
We've searched everywhere, all the police stations and the morgue. She's vanished off the face of the earth.
Mahmoud, what are you doing?
What I should have done a long time ago. I need to find something. A phone number, an acquaintance, someone, something that will lead me to her, please. I spoke to her in this very same room. I asked her if she wanted to leave. She said no. I was just joking with Samane. And she took it seriously. But she was really thinking. She was really thinking about leaving.
Where are you going?
I need to inform the authorities about our plans for leaving. Don't follow me, Saman! I thought you would take care of her. I trusted her to you. You knew she wanted to leave?
I thought you knew too. I swear to God, I didn't know she hadn't told you. We argued a lot over this. I didn't agree with us leaving. I thought she would get over it. I kept on waiting for her to forget about it. I always told her Iran was better for us. She didn't listen to me, I swear to you. I swear to you, I thought you knew.
Nurse! I haven't been able to sleep because of her. I was up all last night. Once I looked over and saw her crying. She was crying so hard the bed was rocking. I thought, well, she's upset. Well, we all have our problems. It happens every night. But I can't understand why we all have to end up like this. Alone, with no one by our side. She always wanted to see her son. The boy, she said, was hers. I don't know. Maybe she was paranoid. Maybe it wasn't her son. But he was in good hands. Anyway, she had a kind heart. A really kind heart. This is how we all end up. Oh, dear. Although, I have to tell you, she coughed a bit. So I gave her some water, and then she went to sleep. It was just that simple. See? Uh-huh. See her? She was there, too. Remember last night?
Okay, already. That's really quite enough. Why are you all standing here? I'll go and call the manager.
It's her son. Do you know him?
No. No, I don't know.
You look like you're afraid of your own shadow.
No, I'm not afraid. I was surprised. It's not my first time in hiding. What's going on?
You really don't need to bother worrying about this place. The only people that know you're here are me and you.
I'm not worried about you.
But I'm very worried about you.
I'm locked up in here. There is nothing that I can do.
That's exactly why I worry.
I need to go to the bathroom. What is this for?
Wow.
What is this for?
I've dreamed about this moment for a long, long time. When you'd be locked up in a corner, and no one could help you.
Yes, my father had always warned me about people just like you.
You've got some nerve left in you, Rashid. You've looked me in the eye this whole time and said nice things about Behnam. You said that your friend was gone and that you were alone. You thought I really joined you to help you out? You're wrong. No. I joined you so I could shoot you when this moment came.
Have you gone mad? Open this door! Yeah? I've got nothing to give you anymore!
You're such an idiot. I saw you hide everything yesterday. But don't change the subject. I don't want your money. I want your life. You think I don't know that you stabbed Behnam in the back so he would get caught? Instead of you, you think I'm that stupid?
Nah, that's a lot of crap. Lot of crap.
Don't ruin the game, Rashid. If I were you, I would start begging now, because this isn't a joke. I'm dead serious.
I swear, Behnam got caught on his own.
You've said that before.
Listen. You've taken all my money. There's nothing I can offer you, so you'll forgive me. You...
Don't you dare move!
I'll make it up to you. This dirty business. Such a dirty business. It makes you lose all your friends.
You're right. This dirty business knows no rules. That's why you can't change anything, like the life I lost. You can't give it back, Rashid. You can't give it back, Rashid.
همین جا رو، همین گوشه ی دنیا رو، همین دل تنگی و دل واپسی ها رو، همینا رو توی قلبت نگه دار و خودت رو دست این کابوس نسپار و به من برگرد. از این اصرار، از این سرگیجه تبدار، از این احساس حتی از خودت بیزار، از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار، از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار. خودت رو دست این